Hey guys, it's your girl Bria.
Your boy, Light Skin Jay.
So this is the best friend duo for the podcast. So I think it's official now. We're going to be doing a podcast either every Wednesday and an upload for you guys on Thursday, or every other. It really depends how we feel and if we have a good topic to talk about.
Period.
Pooker. Our topic for today is relationships.
Ew.
Okay, first of all, you the one that mentioned it.
Gross. I did actually came up with the idea for the topic, but...
It's ironic because Valentine's Day is literally next week, so...
Ew. Boo.
I know. But, yeah, we're going to talk about relationships. About that, you know, I think we're going to talk about our personal experience, right?
We could talk about our personal experience or examples that we've seen or come across and, you know, throw in our own opinions on it, stuff like that.
I know for me, I'm like, y'all, I used to be a matchmaker. Like, I used to set people up and, you know, they still last. Like,
gross.
It's not gross, okay?
Relationships are terrible. Like, I don't know. I don't know if maybe because my experiences were just young. I think
they were just young. You know, you probably mature now. Yeah. It's just some people got catch up.
Yeah.
So.
Like, no one's not in the level that I am. And that's what makes it hard. Like, I'm not saying that I would never find love or, you know, never not want to be with anyone again. It's more so I want to wait until that person really makes me feel the way that I used to feel when I was in my first relationship. I haven't met someone like that. I've came across a lot of people that tell me that they like me on a daily basis, or they have a crush on me, they have feelings for me. But I'm more so like, I don't feel that way about you. You don't give me that feel. You don't give me that vibe. You know?
See, that was my problem, right? That's when I talked to Caleb. Mm-hmm. Oh, Caleb's my big brother, guys. But
that's too gross. Okay.
So basically, I had told him, I was like, bro, I'm. You know, all these dudes talking about they like me and stuff, right? But they're not giving me that feeling.
Exactly.
And they was like, okay, every relationship you get in is going to be different. You're probably not going to get that same feeling. And
like, this person is really talking to me.
Yeah.
It's so nice to find someone like that. Like,
really?
I'm not a type of person that craves attention. But when you have someone that really, like, looks up to you in a way, or looks at you how you normally could look at someone else.
Yeah. It's just an amazing feeling.
That makes you feel better as a person. And I'm really learning how to find that in myself, for myself, you know? Because when you kind of live in that mind frame, sometimes you can swerve down a lane that you don't want to go down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like depression or... low self-esteem, and that's why I hate Valentine's Day. I'm telling you, it makes me like so insecure. I don't know, like I don't know what it is. Like I'm learning how to really grow and love people that I surround myself with.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Valentine's Day. I feel like it's kind of dumb that you want to select one day to treat your honey. Like, you should be treating your honey every other day. Surprise them, you know?
Ben Davis should do something like elementary.
Right, because I have not had Valentine's since elementary, bro.
Exactly. Like,
I mean...
Maybe there should be a Valentine's Day dance or something like that.
Yeah, Valentine's Day, I don't know. It's just... Valentine's Day for me is setting up for giant spectacular. Mm-hmm. It's not for going out.
Every experience I have, that's why I tell people. I tell everybody that has asked me why I'm not in a relationship. I'm only temporary.
That's what I be thinking.
What's the point of being in something serious if I'm only temporary?
You know, because like, yeah, you can say this and that, but actions speak louder than words.
Exactly.
I want to see it. Gross, okay?
Relationships are terrible. Like, I don't know. I don't know if maybe because my experiences were just young. I think
they were just young. You know, you probably mature now.
Yeah.
It's just some people got catch up.
Yeah.
So.
Like, no one's not in the level that I am. And that's what makes it hard. Like, I'm not saying that I would never find love or, you know, never not want to be with anyone again. It's more so I want to wait until that person really makes me feel the way that I used to feel when I was in my first relationship. I haven't met someone like that. I've came across a lot of people that tell me that they like me on a daily basis, or they have a crush on me, they have feelings for me. But I'm more so like, I don't feel that way about you. You don't give me that feel. You don't give me that vibe. You know?
See, that was my problem, right? Mm-hmm. That's when my I talked to Caleb. Mm-hmm. Oh, Caleb's my big brother, guys. But
that's too gross. Okay.
So basically, I had told him, I was like, bro, I'm, you know, all these dudes talking about they like me and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But they're not giving me that feeling.
Exactly.
And they was like, okay, every relationship you get in is going to be different. You're probably not going to get that same feeling. And
like, this person is really talking to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, it's so nice to find someone like that. Like,
really?
I'm not a type of person that craves attention. But when you have someone that really, like, looks up to you in a way, mm-hmm. or looks at you how you normally could look at someone else.
Yeah. It's that just an amazing feeling.
That makes you feel like exactly. better as a person. And I'm really learning how to find that in myself, for myself, you mm-hmm. know? Because when you kind of live in that mind frame, sometimes you can swerve down a lane that you don't want to go down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like depression or low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's why I hate Valentine's Day. I'm telling you, it makes me like so insecure. I don't know. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I'm learning how to really grow and love people that I surround myself with.
Mm-hmm.
But Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Valentine's Day, I feel like it's kind of dumb that you want to select one day to treat your honey. Like, you should be treating your honey every other day, surprise them, you know.
Ben Davis should do something like what elementary used to do.
Right, because I have not had Valentine's since elementary, bro.
Exactly. Like,
I mean,
maybe there should be a Valentine's Day dance or something like that.
Yeah. Valentine's Day. I don't know. It's just Valentine's Day for me is setting up for giant spectacular. Mm-hmm. It's not for going out.
Every experience I have. That's why I tell people. I tell everybody that has asked me why I'm not in a relationship. I'm only temporary.
That's what I be thinking.
What's the point of being in something serious if exactly. I'm only temporary?
You know, because like, yeah, you can say this and that, but actions speak louder than words.
Exactly.
I want to, you know, see
exactly.
it.
Exactly.